Hey, how are you doing this morning? This is Kerry Green. I'm your brother in Christ, and I'm here to encourage you in your faith in Jesus Christ this morning. We've got to start out our day reminding ourselves how worthy He is, how incredible He is, and that He, by His incredible mercy and grace, has called us to be part of His family. That's an amazing blessing that He has extended toward us. And when we lose touch of that, when we forget who He is and what He's done, we get drawn away and distracted by other things in the world that are admittedly good things, but are not as good as He is. We've got to set our focus there again every morning. And the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast is here to help you do that. It's not the only way you can do that, but it's a way that I've determined is something I want to provide. So please, use these morning mindsets as far as they're helpful to you to help you get your mind on track for this day. Don't worry about tomorrow. You'll have the opportunity again tomorrow to do that for that day. But focus on this day that you can live it with zeal and with vigor and with hope in your heart that your God is enough for you. Now, most recently, I've been looking at the life of Moses, and Moses' story is one of the longest in all of Scripture. And so it's going to take us a while to get through this, and we may jump around a little bit and not address every detail. But we are in Exodus chapter 7, where we're beginning to talk about the judgments, the plagues that God brought on Egypt to show them that He is the God above all gods. There's one portion in here where God says He is coming against the gods of Egypt. So God is endeavoring to show Himself more powerful than all these myriad gods that the people of Egypt worshipped. And we know from Scripture that those types of gods are not gods at all. They're images, they're concepts. They are not real beings. But God Himself is. He is the God above all gods. He calls Himself the I Am. The one who is eternal, who is all-powerful, who is over all that exists. And His efforts in bringing out these plagues against Egypt is not only to change Pharaoh's heart, because God could change Pharaoh's heart in an instant if He wanted to and get the people released as a result. But He doesn't do that. He methodically pours out these plagues, these judgments on Egypt, to demonstrate His power, His might, who He is, that even those in Egypt might turn to Him and be saved. And so we're looking at the plagues. The first one is called the plague of blood, where all the water in Egypt is turned to blood. The Nile River is turned to blood. Every vessel that held water, like pots and bowls and cups that had water in them, the liquid in those vessels was turned to blood. It says even in vessels of wood and stone, so every drop of water in the land was turned to blood. And it was that way for 7 days. It says the people dug next to the river seeking water to come up out of the ground because they were so thirsty. And it was all so that God could show Himself as God, the only source of hope for even these Egyptians who were hardening their hearts against God. And I would encourage you today, be wary, because the hard times in life, the difficulties, can push us to doubt our God, to question Him, to get hardened ourselves. And God's purpose in showing us through those hard times that He is great is to draw us to Himself. So intentionally today, turn your heart toward Him, even in the hard times. Don't run away. Turn to Him. Run to Him, because He is seeking you through that hard time. He is after you because He loves you and wants good for you. So turn to Him today and let Him fill you with hope and with confidence in who He is as your God. We will talk again tomorrow on the Morning Mindset.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.